by the way. The quote, "repeated a lie enough times and it becomes the truth," was said by Paul Joseph Goebbels, also known as Hitler's propaganda minister. This quote was said during World War I on July 28, 1914. This quote is also known as the illusion of truth. Humans have the tendency to say that familiar things are true. An example of that is, if you have to do something other than tie your shoes, you'll probably use the same technique even though it's not the best one for the job. This is important because people are getting used to the way they know things and not trying something different.
The reason why books are being burned because they have knowledge in them and has content that offends the minorities in their civilization. In the books, they have offensive words in them, so they burn them so people won't have to read offensive material.
Ray Bradbury specifically mentioned the Bible because it offers insight into the past, stories of people who were sorely tested, and guidelines to follow in order to survive. The Bible was burned because of its knowledge and the history it held. Society was afraid of knowledge, so they burned books to make everybody equal. Other books mentioned in Fahrenheit 451 were Plato's Republic, Alice in Wonderland, Pilgrim's Progress, etc. But the Bible is the one that stood out because of its knowledge and history.
The Liberty of University of Leuven Irish National Archives burning the books and killing the scholars, the Liberty of Alexandria Nalanda University, the House of Winston, bonfire of the vanities, book burnings at Manny, make room for the Sikhu Council, New York Society for the Suppression of Vice, are books that were burned because human nature distorts and suppresses what they can't understand. These book burnings represent massive destruction of history and culture. Book burnings often lead to future frustrations as academics and other interested readers eventually lose out on valuable education.